Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Avraham, Dorit Bat Sara, and Shifra Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Hadassa Bat Yitzchak, Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zeb Ben Chava, Harav Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We have two subjects we want to discuss on this week's program. The first is the unbelievable hypocrisy and duplicity and evil of political correctness, as we see in the case of the governor of Virginia now and the uproar over the fact that he wore blackface to imitate Michael Jackson, and everybody's demanding his resignation now. We want to discuss the hypocrisy that exists in that case and how it really demonstrates what an insane generation we live in, because the same people that won his resignation had no problem with Barack Hussein Obama being in a picture with Louis Farrakhan and supporting the black Hitler Louis Farrakhan. That's okay. And the second thing we want to discuss are updates and a lot of news coming this week out of the elections in Israel. The election for the Israeli parliament, the Israeli Knesset, will be held on April 9th, and we've got a lot of news and a lot of updates to give you on what's going on in Israel. But first, the madness of political correctness, which really shows the insanity of this generation. Now, I'm not here as a supporter of the governor of Virginia, God forbid. I hate the governor of Virginia, okay? He's a left-wing Democrat, evil, an abortionist, who just days ago said that he supported live birth abortions. In other words, he favors murdering babies even after they've been born. Infanticide. This is literally what he was saying at his press conference several days ago, and it caused an uproar for a day or two. But this is the actual position that Democrats in general hold. Democrats are supporters of infanticide. And there are in Planned Parenthood centers many times when the baby is born, even though the mother wanted an abortion or whatever, sometimes the baby survives and the baby comes out and falls out and there isn't an abortion. But the doctors at that point, after the baby's been born, the live baby, they smother the baby with the towels. They just smother the baby to death, the newly born baby. I mean, this is something that happens. This is something that actually happens. Tens of millions of babies have been aborted in this country since Roe v. Wade. That means babies have been murdered. Now, the governor of Virginia, this left-wing Democrat, supported all of that. So I'm not here to defend him. But it was discovered a couple of days later, after he made those remarks on abortion, it was discovered a couple of days later that 35 years ago, as a college student, he dressed in blackface to imitate Michael Jackson. He wanted to imitate the singer Michael Jackson in blackface. So he dressed in blackface 35 years ago, and everyone is demanding that he resign. He also had a photo on his page of someone in blackface next to someone from the Ku Klux Klan. Now, everybody, Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives, Fox and CNN, Donald Trump, all are demanding that he resign. Donald Trump said, unforgivable. Donald Trump saying to somebody unforgivable about something he did 35 years ago. Donald Trump, of all people, after all the things Donald Trump has done in his life, all demanding that he resign. And he apologized, and he said he wants to be governor of all the people, and I'm sure he's going to kiss the tuchus of every single politically correct, evil, left-wing person in Virginia for the next 4 years to try to make up for this. But that's not good enough. Nothing is good enough. You can never be forgiven. When you do something that goes against the black racists that are dictating the agenda in this country and their white apologists, you can never be forgiven. Nothing you do will ever make up for it. He is being pushed out of office by Democrats and Republicans and liberals and conservatives and everyone, from Donald Trump on down, demanding that he resign. And yet most of these people, at least the Democrats, are the same people that supported Barack Hussein Obama, made him not governor of Virginia, but president of the United States for two terms, even though Barack Hussein Obama was a black Muslim Jew hater and white and anti-white racist who attended Louis Farrakhan's Million Man March, a Nazi march. And Obama has his own little photo with Farrakhan. Look at this. This is Obama together with Farrakhan and the Congressional Black Caucus, because the Congressional Black Caucus has what they call a sacred covenant with the black Hitler, Louis Farrakhan. Now remember, Louis Farrakhan says that all whites are devils and the entire white race is going to be exterminated. Here's what Farrakhan said in one of his speeches. I'm going to imitate him right now. That white devil race is going to be sucked up in a spaceship. There'd be a spaceship flying over the planet Earth. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he'd be the captain of the spaceship. And when Allah give the signal, that spaceship gonna suck up the whole white devil race. All the white devil race gonna be exterminated by that spaceship. That's what Farrakhan said. This is what Farrakhan teaches his followers in what he calls the Nation of Islam. And then in another famous remark, when Jewish leaders were comparing him to Adolf Hitler and saying that this, he makes remarks that sound just like Hitler, because he said the Jews deserve a Holocaust and all whites should be exterminated, the whole white race are devils. So Jewish leaders were comparing him to Hitler. So here's what Farrakhan said, and I quote, "I like when the Jews compare Farrakhan to Hitler. Hitler was a great man. Hitler was a very great man," unquote. So this is a Hitler-loving beast who considers it a compliment when people compare him to Hitler, who says Hitler was a great man, and he feels it's a compliment when people compare him to Hitler, and who says all whites and all Jews are going to be exterminated, there's going to be a Holocaust, they're going to get what they deserve, and Allah's going to exterminate them. That's what Farrakhan preaches. And Barack Hussein Obama, who was not the governor of Virginia, president of the United States, which is 1,000 times more powerful than the governor of Virginia. And nobody says a thing about it. Nobody's upset about it. And he got 78% of the Jewish vote, Barack Hussein Obama, when he ran the first time in 2008. And he got over 70% of the Jewish vote when he ran in 2012. What a sick world. And again, the Congressional Black Caucus has openly what they call a sacred covenant with Farrakhan, and they speak at Farrakhan's rallies. They speak at his rallies. They support him. And where do they raise most of their money? From self-hating Jews. Do you know how many hundreds of millions of dollars Obama raised from self-hating Jews? But the governor of Virginia, he wore blackface to imitate Michael Jackson 35 years ago. He must resign. He's unforgivable what he did. He must resign. This is a world gone mad. And the entire Democrat Party has been taken over by anti-Semites and enemies of Israel. Now you may say, well, then why do you oppose Donald Trump? Because Donald Trump is the one who is enabling these people to take over the United States of America. One of the main reasons is because he discredits conservatism in the eyes of most people because he is a buffoon. He discredits conservatism, discredits republicanism. And as a result, I believe in 2 years the Democrats are probably going to win the presidency. A socialist, anti-Semitic Democrat will probably become president of the United States now, and it will be because Trump enabled this to happen. If you had had an effective Reagan-like Republican like Ted Cruz in the White House, this would not have happened. We could have made conservatism popular again. Being pro-Israel would have been popular again. Instead, Trump eviscerated the image of conservatism and republicanism for the vast majority of Americans, the latest poll showing 56% of Americans say they definitely will not vote for Trump in 2 years. And we probably are going to have to, as much as we hate him, we're probably going to have to support him for re-election because the opposition is so awful that we probably will have no choice. But look at the terrible situation we're in. This is the nightmare that we've tried to warn about for years. Trump has made America great again? This is Make America Great Again? The madness you see over this latest incident is an example of America being great again? This country's going down so fast, it's unbelievable. Things are getting worse and worse and worse, and Trump has not improved the climate in this country. Not at all. Try wearing his hat in public. You can't wear his Make America Great hat in public without being violently attacked. But if you're a black Israelite or a black Hebrew, so-called black Hebrew, you know, the blacks that say that the white Jews, they imposters, they're not real Jews, the real Jews is black, and say that all whites are devils. If you have a Nazi-like philosophy and you happen to be black, you're perfectly acceptable, and the news media will protect you and defend you, and you could do anything you want, including getting elected to the presidency of the United States, as we saw with Obama. This is where we stand in this country. America has not been made great again. America is going down. A country that behaves like that is a country that is in decline, rapid decline. It's no wonder that opioid overdoses are at record highs during Trump's presidency for whites. Whites are overdosing on opioids at record rates during Trump's presidency. And by the way, and as we've mentioned on other programs, for the first time in American history, we have negative population growth among whites. In other words, more whites are dying every year than being born. The white population is declining in this country every year, while the population of all the other groups is rising. That's making America great again? If you think that's good, then that's fine. Then you did the right thing. You're making America great again. And of course, I hope that somehow the Democrats don't win the election in 2 years from now. And again, we might have to swallow hard and support Trump for re-election. There's a very good chance we will have to, because the opposition is so awful. But what a tragic disaster this was. What a tragic disaster this was, putting someone like this in the White House. And people still don't see it. They still don't realize what's coming. You still don't realize that the train is coming at you to run you right over. And you don't even see what's coming. You don't even realize it. That's the situation here in the United States. And I could go on speaking about this for eternity. I mean, we've been warning about this for decades. I was speaking about this when I was a teenager in the 1970s. And Rabbi Meir Kahana, blessed memory, spoke about this in the 1960s. 50 years ago, he was speaking about this problem and how this was going to get out of hand. And people thought we were exaggerating. No exaggeration. It couldn't get worse. Anyway, that's the story here in the United States. Political correctness, the madness of America and the Western world, and Israel is going crazy too, and how this has to be counteracted. Or we're headed toward we're gonna go right off a very steep cliff, right into the abyss. Second thing we wanted to speak about is the news about Israeli elections, what's happening in Israel. You know, Moshe Feiglin, for the first time, is shown in a poll passing the minimum threshold. He needs 4 seats out of the 120. There are 120 seats in the Israeli Knesset. You need a minimum of 4 seats to pass the threshold, the minimum threshold to get elected. The threshold in percentage terms is 3.25%, 3.25%. And all the polls until now, uniformly, dozens of polls have uniformly shown that Feiglin was not, with his new Zehut party, was not passing the threshold, which is a pretty high threshold for a brand new, underfunded party that the media ignores, everybody ignores. You know, very hard to get 3.25% in a situation like that. And all the polls show that he wasn't going to get it. But finally, a poll was taken from Yisrael Hayom. Yisrael Hayom in English is Israel Today, the newspaper of Howard Adelson. Is it is his name Adelson? I forgot. I think it's Adel. Yeah, Adelson. I don't know if it's Howard Adelson, but it's Adelson, the billionaire Las Vegas casino owner. He owns a newspaper in Israel called Yisrael Hayom. And the newspaper does pretty credible polls, and the poll for the first time showed Feiglin passing the threshold. Now, at the same time, five or six other polls were taken this week showing that he isn't passing. So, you know, it's one out of six or seven polls, and only one poll shows that he's going to get in, and the other polls show he's not. So he still has an uphill battle, and we still have a tough fight ahead of us. I don't know if he's going to get in. But we are trying to educate the Israeli public. And I'll tell you why. As soon as the April 9th Knesset elections are over, the Trump administration has announced that they're going to release their so-called Mideast peace plan, which is a national suicide plan for Israel that is just as bad as Obama's plan and all the other, the same basic plan as Obama, creating a so-called Palestinian state in Judea and Samaria, dividing Jerusalem, just complete national suicide for Israel, returning Israel to borders that are 6 to 9 miles wide, essentially to the pre-1967 borders that are 6 to 9 miles wide, completely insane, indefensible boundaries that are suicidal. And the difference is now Trump is very popular in Israel because he moved the embassy to Jerusalem. And so when he proposes it, there's not going to be the same reaction that there was when Obama was proposing doing something like this. So the danger of this being accepted is much greater. We have got to reach the people of Israel with the message that this is insanity and that we have to move as many Jews as possible into Judea and Samaria before it's too late. We've got to reach the people of Israel with this message and wake them up before it's too late. And JTF is the one group that with our advertising campaign is reaching the people of Israel with a message like this. We have 15 commercial spots running, 15 different commercial spots running. Six are running right now, but altogether we've had 15 since the summer, and we've gotten over 500,000 Israelis have seen our video spots. So we're reaching thousands of Israeli Jews every single day. Okay, we get between 4,000 and 6,000 views a day on average. 4,000 to 6,000 views a day right now is what we've been getting for the past several weeks. And we hope to increase that, God willing. And altogether, it cumulatively comes to over 500,000 views so far. There are 6 million Jews in Israel. Of course, one commercial spot doesn't, for most people, doesn't change everything that they've always stood for. But at least we're reaching them with some truth. And there are people who see it and say, you know, he's right. That makes sense, what he's saying. There are people who are reacting that way when they hear me, because it's me speaking in front of the camera for 60 seconds or 70 seconds, and in some cases a little bit more, in some cases 90 seconds. And people do watch the spot. We see the average viewing time, and the average viewing time, 80 to 90% people watch. The average viewing time is 80, 90% of the commercial. That's very high, a very high percentage of viewing time. Most people click out and don't want to when they see commercials or when they see some other message. Our messages receive very high viewership because nobody speaks like us. And again, the end result is that at least we're telling the truth to the people of Israel, and we want to reach them because it's urgent that they get this truth. And that's what we're trying to do. If we can also get Moshe Feiglin and the Zahut Party into the Knesset, which the odds are against him, because he has these parties that are running with tens of millions of dollars, and you know he doesn't have anything near that in his budget. And we don't have anything near that in our budget. We're running an independent campaign on his behalf. We don't have anything near that in our budget. But they have tens of millions of dollars. They have huge budgets, and the people of Israel are overwhelmed with their message, and the news media only gives their message. So, you know, he's running an uphill battle in a situation like that. But we got to try. This is all we got to work with. This is all we've got. Because all the other parties are lying to the people of Israel. None of them are telling the truth. the so-called Jewish Home Party. Habayit HaYehudi just nominated the new head of the party, who is the chief so-called rabbi of the Israeli army, who is telling soldiers that they have to obey orders to throw Jews out of their homes. In Gush Katif, he was telling the Jews in Gush Katif not to resist. Not to, even civil disobedience he was against. Any resistance at all. If there had been mass civil disobedience, hundreds of thousands of Jews would have blocked the expulsion, you would never have had the expulsion of 10,000 Jews from their homes in Gush Katif. But he told Jews, no, you can't resist, you have to accept it. You just have to accept it and leave and let them destroy your homes and let them destroy your communities and hand it over to the Arab terrorists. And many people listened to him. And most of the soldiers listened to him because he was telling the soldiers, no, you have to obey orders and throw Jews out of their homes. And so you saw all these religious soldiers pulling Jews out of their homes and pulling children and men, women, and children out of their homes, Jewish men, women, and children, expelling them from their homes so their homes could be destroyed and their land could be handed over to the Arab Muslim Nazi terrorists of Hamas. And his name is Peretz, he is the new head of the so-called right-wing Jewish Home Party, the phony right. This is what we're dealing with. This is what we're up against. And Baruch Marzel and Itamar Ben-Gvir and Michael Ben-Ari, who once claimed they were Kahanists, they want to run with this guy. A guy who told Israeli soldiers to obey orders to throw Jews out of their homes and to hand over Jewish land to Muslim terrorists. And what should the soldiers have done? They should have refused to obey orders. They should have been willing to go to the military prison for whatever it is, 20 days or 21 days, and say, no, I will not do this to my fellow. If huge numbers of soldiers had done that, that also could have prevented this expulsion. But because of traitors like Peretz, who's the new head of the so-called Jewish Home Party, because of traitors like him and his supporters like Bezalel Smotrich, who's supposed to be another big right winger, another phony, because of traitors like this on the phony right, they do more harm than the left. The traitors on the phony right convinced Israeli soldiers and convinced the Israeli public, including many who were against the expulsion and who wanted to resist, they convinced them, you shouldn't do this. We can't have this. And so we had catastrophe. If this type of mentality is in place and they try to expel all the Jews in Judea and Samaria, they try now, instead of 10,000 Jews, they want to expel 100,000 Jews that are on the wrong side of the fence. They have a fence there in Judea and Samaria. If they expel them, God forbid, the 100,000 Jews, and create a so-called Palestinian state, and Israel essentially is in the pre-1967 borders that are 6 to 9 miles wide, that's national suicide for Israel. That can lead to a Holocaust. Easily can lead to a Holocaust. That's what we're facing. And as soon as the April 9th Knesset elections are over, the Trump plan is going to be pushed. And we can only hope that Hashem, that God, will protect us from this plan. The only thing that's protected us so far from an Israeli national suicide is not Netanyahu and the Likud. They would have given in a long time ago. The Arabs, stupidly, have rejected Israeli offers to hand everything over to them. The Israelis have been offered to commit suicide. As insane as it sounds, that is the real truth. But Arab leaders like Abu Mazen or Mahmoud Abbas, he calls himself Abu Mazen, Mahmoud Abbas, Yimach Shmo Bezichro, that Arab Nazi terrorist. All the Arab leaders, they've rejected these plans. But that may not happen this time. Maybe. What if they say yes? God forbid. What if they say yes, like Anwar el-Sadat, Yimach Shmo, said yes when Menachem Begin offered him the Sinai and Begin gave him the entire Sinai? What if once again you get an Arab leader there who says, okay, you'll give us half of Jerusalem, you'll give us 97% of Judea and Samaria, you'll give us all of this, okay, we'll accept it. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. God forbid if that happens. And so we have to be there to wake Israeli Jews up to this enormous existential danger. This is an existential threat, just as the threat of a nuclear Iran is an existential threat. just as the threat of 150,000 missiles that Hezbollah terrorists have on Israel's northern border in Lebanon is an existential threat, and Netanyahu's doing nothing about it, and the Jewish Home Party and Smotrich and all of Netanyahu's supporters have done nothing about it all these years. Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party have been warning about this, and Moshe Feiglin is speaking about this. He's the only voice who's been speaking about the Iranian threat and the Hezbollah threat. He's the only one who's been speaking out and who's been telling the truth to the people of Israel on these issues. And I don't agree with Feiglin on some other issues. There are other issues where he takes stands that I don't agree with him on. But on most issues, he's right. And on the existential issues, he's basically right. And therefore, we want his voice in the Knesset, because he would be the one voice of sanity warning people. And the odds are against him getting elected. But whether he wins or not, we're going to try to get him in, but whether he wins or not, we've got to be there. We've got to be there waking people up and warning people about this enormous danger. If you agree that it is a great mission and the most important mission that you could possibly have in life, the most important calling you could have in life, to help bring the truth to the people of Israel and wake them up, the people of Israel facing the danger of a Holocaust, God forbid, to wake up God's people in the Holy Land and prevent catastrophe, and finally give them policies that are sane for a change. If you agree that that's essential, that we have to reach as many Israeli Jews as possible with the truth and do as much as we can to bring the truth to them with the very limited resources that we have. If you agree with that, then you're in the right place. Then we need your help, and we need your support, and we need to fight together as a team. Because if we fight together as a team, we can change history. At least now, at least someone at least is telling the truth. At least we're reaching thousands of Jews every day. With our message. With our advertising campaign, with our message. And hopefully there'll be eventually a cumulative effect, and it'll have some sort of effect down the line. Let's hope. I don't know if it'll be enough, or if we'll be able to do it in time to prevent disaster. God forbid, I don't know. But we're doing everything we can to reach as many people as we can. And if we work together as a team, we can reach more and more people and convince more and more people and wake people up before it's too late, God willing. And that would make this a better world. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.